Iran is finally asking for outside earthquake help. Christians are putting feet to the gospel in Burma. And a book strikes the flint to spark a Great Commission movement. There's more about this story and others just like them on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Iran's finally swallowing its pride and asking for outside help with Saturday's massive twin earthquakes. 20 villages were completely destroyed in the northwest, and 300,000 people have been affected by the crisis. 4 days later, despair is already showing. Sat-7 PAR's executive director, Sarah Afshari, says,
I was reading some Iranian Facebook pages, and this person was written, God, did you think we didn't have enough misery or problem and you just wanted to add another one?
Sat-7 PARS is using its broadcast to help. Afshari says the team quickly put together a live broadcast Monday and started talking about physical and spiritual needs.
The aim of our show, in fact, was just praying and comforting them and encouraging the other people to help the victim of the earthquake by being generous in their givings, in their time, going to the hospitals to give blood, or collecting food and clothes or these things.
Next, another lot has been cast for the Greater Grace Protestant Church in Azerbaijan. When the court originally decided to liquidate the church back in April, Russian Ministries reports it could still function and keep its doors open. Well, now that the Court of Appeals has upheld that decision, all church activities, including meeting in small groups to pray, are now illegal. But you can take action. Find a petition to help end religious persecution in Azerbaijan on our website and share the link on Facebook. This is Mission Network News. Paradise Bound Ministries is asking prayer for an orphan child and celebrating a successful summer at the same time. Paradise Bound runs Open Doors Orphanage in Guatemala. It also hosts short-term mission teams throughout the summer. The ministry's founder, Dan Smith, says right now a five-month-old boy, Josue Daniel, needs our prayers.
He's been in and out of the hospital, and we just cannot get to a point where we get a diagnosis. We just can't seem to figure out what it is that's going on with his little body. They're going to transfer him to another hospital to try to focus in a little bit more on his kidneys. Right now, we're just asking for a lot of prayer.
Meanwhile, Paradise Bound hosted medical and construction teams this summer. Smith says,
we've seen well over 1,000 people come to know Jesus Christ just this summer alone, and it's been an incredible harvest, and obviously could not be done without Christ just being the center of everything we do. The teams also build houses. We built 35 houses.
Next, for over 40 years, Burma's ethnic peoples have sought refuge from the military junta, sometimes running wildly into the surrounding jungle. Well, next Saturday, you can run for them. Partners Relief and Development brings the hope of Christ to Burmese communities through relief efforts, and their annual Run for Relief 5K will be held next Saturday in Aurora, California. Your participation either running or supporting financially helps buy food and supplies for ethnic people in hiding. Find out more at our website. And William Carey, the founder of Modern Missions, once said, "Expect great things from God, attempt great things for God." A recently published book called Great for God is centered on that theme, profiling 23 great missionaries. Global Advance's David Shibley, author of Great for God, explains why he wrote the book.
We cover the story of Jim Elliot, Amy Carmichael, many of the great mission heroes, to just give inspiration and encouragement and for us to understand that we are standing on the shoulders of some real spiritual giants who led the way and help pave the way for the advance of the gospel in our own day.
The book has already inspired believers to take action.
One young person wrote me the other day and emailed our office and said that he was going to give his life as a cross-cultural missionary as a result of reading this book.
When you support Mission Network News with a financial gift, we'll send you a copy of Great for God. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. All this month, Mission Network News is offering the book Reformation and Foreign Missions by Bob Finley with Christian Aid Mission. He maintains missionaries from industrialized countries can be counterproductive and needs to be reformed. Find out why when you get this free, provocative look at missions. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.